listening. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Listening. For years, I have been going around the world giving seminars and lectures on positive thinking, positive living, positive attitudes toward life. And it's kept me quite busy. I love it. And I give these talks, most of them close to an hour, sometimes an hour and a half, 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours. 3 hours without stopping and just enjoying it. And my notes are all in my brain. They're all in my mind. And as I give these talks, they are lots of fun. I speak to the questions that people have in their hearts. I speak to the questions that people give me out loud or write down for me. And I answer them in my understanding. And it seems as though that's quite satisfactory for the people that I'm dealing with. They enjoy hearing what I have to say. And I enjoy sharing with them what I have in my heart. I've just returned from London and from Nigeria and from Europe, and I gave many seminars. I gave 12 seminars in London, and I gave, I think it was 18 seminars in Nigeria, and I gave about 4 or 5 in Europe. And I've been listening to the dozen from London. And I started right at the first seminar, the first lecture. And as I listened to it, I thought to myself, hey, this is interesting stuff. This is interesting. While I was giving the talk, I was not really aware consciously of what I was doing. I was just doing what came naturally. But as I listen to it now in retrospect, I see more and more meaning of what I was sharing with the people who were there. And I see more and more of my awareness of how I put across points and put across thoughts. And then, too, I realize how I use many of the same illustrations again and again and again. And I think to myself, come on, Herb, you've got millions of illustrations. You don't have to use these same ones that you used before. But I use the same ones. Not always. I have lots of new ones too. New ones that come every day. It's my reading in the scientific journals and my awareness and my studies and my intuition and my introspection, my awareness. But as I listen to the talks that I give, I think to myself, okay, there's a lot of good information here, a lot of beautiful thoughts. And it's sort of like an uplifting quality to me as I listen to them. And I think to myself, hey, that was pretty good. Now, Ellen was telling me the other day that she was listening to Lecture 7 of the London series, and she thought that was really superior, that was really outstanding. And I was listening to that, and I thought, yeah, that's nice. Then I listened to Lecture 8, and I thought, hey, that's pretty good, too. That has a lot of vitality to it, a lot of imagination to it. And then I listened to the others. Now, I'm up to Lecture 8 and listening to, I've just finished Lecture 8 and listening to the series of 12 that I gave in London. And I'll go on and listen to the lectures from Nigeria and so forth as I start my day and as I am preparing to do my bath and so forth. I have the tape on so I can listen to the talks and make the fullest use of my time. And it's quite fascinating. It's quite beautiful. Because the thing that pervades all of the lectures that I'm giving, and the thing that comes through in all of the responses that I get from people in the seminars is a sense of peace. As I listen to these lectures, I have a sense of peace. There's no searching for words. There's no searching for ideas. There's no searching for for awareness. It just seems to flood my consciousness and come forth, and I share it beautifully with everyone who attends the seminars. And it's such a rewarding and a happy time. And one of my students said, "Oh yes, I love to listen to your talks. I've been away for a while, and I haven't heard some of them while I'm away, and if I go back and listen to them, I won't have time to listen to the ones that are current." And I think to myself, that's possibly true. That's probably true. Now, why did the person say to me they wouldn't go back and listen to the ones that they missed? Well, now, they said they wouldn't go back and listen to the ones that they missed because they dedicate so much time each day to listening or to hearing or to sharing. Now, to hear me talk, to hear my lectures, to hear my talks every day on the internet, that's fun, wonderful, and that's good. And I agree that everyone should do that, so most certainly. But then again, I agree that if each one of us were to take the wisdom that we have in us and we were to begin sharing it, as I do in my lectures, if we were to begin sharing this wisdom spontaneously, just letting it flow, just sharing it as though we really know all about it, we would find that life becomes a lot more interesting. When I get together with people, they all want to get me to talk about things. They all want to get me to share ideas and tell them what's going on in my thought about particular ideas. And I think to myself, how can I get them to share with me what their thoughts are? Because I know what my thoughts are, and I'm quite happy there. And I'd like to hear what their thoughts are. Well, they'd like to hear what my thoughts are. And they'd like to know what my thinking is, and they'd like to know from what point of view I am coming. Now, what is the benefit, if any benefit is there, to attending a seminar, to attending a lecture, to listening to the videos and the tapes of these lectures? What benefit is there to that? Well, the benefit is that every moment that we can have our attention placed on these positive thoughts, every moment that we can keep our thought attention directed toward our highest and our best, is a blessing to us. It's a wonderful gift that we give to ourselves, because we are giving to ourselves the fact that we want to spend as much time as possible in this realm of thinking about beautiful things. Now, it's true, if you were to spend 8 hours a day listening to lectures and listening to talks, unless you're at a seminar. If you're at a seminar, of course, then you do those things. But when you're in your everyday life and you just sit in your living room or sit in your study and you listen to these talks, and you listen to more talks, and you listen to other people's talks, and you listen to all of the beautiful speakers who are available on the market today telling about positive thinking, telling about abundance, telling about health, telling about right action, telling about truth. Well, you wouldn't spend much time living. And so I don't recommend to people that they spend all their time listening to tapes, mine or anybody else's. But I do suggest that you play in the tape of your own mind all the positive thinking that you can do. I get sort of anxious with the staff here on campus at the University of Healing and Absolute Monastery. And I say to them, "Now, why don't you talk? Why don't you share some of your ideas? I'm not the spokesman for us. I am the spokesman for the university as I go around giving lectures, but you are too." Ellen has gone around several times and giving lectures, and she went up to to Russia, and she spoke there in the Ukraine for several weeks. And they were just delighted with her, and they had to have a translator from her English to Russian, and she did a great job. And after that period of time, she became so aware of the Russian nuances that as people would speak in her presence in their Russian language, she would be able to say, "Oh, no, no, no. You're barking up the wrong tree there. That's not what I said. That's not what I meant. And I want to make sure that you understand what I meant." And you see, we do understand all these things. Now, Ellen would have never realized how brilliant she is and how aware she is of the ability to speak languages and tune into languages that she's not familiar with if she hadn't gotten out and spoke. Now, each one of us can get up and share with the world what we believe. Not pontificating, not in a very formal manner, but just sharing. And my lectures, basically, are just sharing. If you wish, you could find them as a very intellectual attitude. Or, if you wish, you can find them as a very fundamental attitude. Very simple, basic, easy to understand. For both aspects are there. For the brilliant, for the wise, for the erudite students of all education, I can throw the language in there and throw the compound thoughts in there that cause you to think in most amazing ways. Or I can speak in the language that little children would understand. And I do that. And I give my talks on Mr. Candle. He speaks in a language that children can understand. And both children and parents love the Mr. Candle stories because they're so fundamental, so true to everyday life, and they are not preaching. When we can share who we are and not be preaching, then we're doing a pretty good job. If all the ministers of the world could get up and speak from their pulpits and tell the people what they think about life, what they think about the world, how they are responding to it, what it means to them, they'd be the most effective ministers in the world. Our problem sometimes is that we feel we have to tell people things. They need to know things. We need to preach to them. We need to say, you should do this, you should do that. And if ever you or I ever feel that we have to preach to another person, that we have to tell them what's going on in the world, then we better get off the platform where we've lost ground. Because when we get up there, we should be a living symbol, a living image, a role model of what we believe. Whenever we stand before ourselves or our friends or our world in any way, if we stand before it as a role model, I always like the Marines because in the Marines they teach the young men to stand straight and tall and to have integrity and dignity in themselves and to believe in themselves. And that always made me think very nicely about that. And I thought how wonderful that would be if I could do that, or if everyone in the world could gain the benefit of the Marines. To believe in themselves, to stand straight and tall, to walk through life with a dignity and a charm and a charisma that is so overwhelmingly joyful and loving that you just have to love the person. This is the kind of life that we each can do. This is the kind of life we each can be. This is what it means to listen to these lectures and listen to these talks. It's not a matter of listening to them and hearing them and knowing them and following them. It's a matter of keeping our thoughts on that level of awareness all the time. And if the lectures help to keep us there, then well and good. But if the lectures are merely an escape or an opportunity for not facing it, just listening to it and thinking, wouldn't that be wonderful? then it is better not to listen to the lectures at all. It is better not to listen to the lectures that say what you should do or say what how to live or how to be, and rather live what you should do and be what you should do. And how do we gain the inspiration for those things? Well, I tell everyone, the greatest Bible ever written stands right in your heart. And if I and you turn to that Bible within, we will get more instruction, more wisdom, more understanding, more ability to express ourselves as the beautiful beings that we are, beyond all measure. If we would do that, how great it would be for us. And while we're in the process of training, we listen to seminars, we listen to lectures, we listen to programs that will guide us along our path in a more efficient and effective way. And as we do that, then our life is indeed a very wonderful, powerful, and exciting journey. Yes, when the staff on campus are asked to give a talk, and then they give a talk, and they feel so proud of themselves, and they should. And then I say, okay, now I want you to give a talk every morning. Oh no, that's too much work. Well, it shouldn't be any work. You should just have a subject and then talk about it and let it happen. This is what Toastmasters teaches people how to do. And all of the girls, all of the monks have been in Toastmasters for a number of years. And they learned how to do these things, but they always were timid about it. And yet, some of the most beautiful speakers, the most beautiful respondents who have been at Toastmasters are very successful people today because they allowed themselves to be uninhibited and let the divine within them shine forth in all its glory and all its beauty. I let the divine shine through me in all its glory and all its beauty every time I open my mouth, every time I share a talk with anybody, every time I express myself in any way. And this is the wonderful experience I love to have everyone enjoy, to get up, take a topic, and talk about it, and delight themselves, surprise the bejabbers out of themselves on how well they do know every subject and how well they do know everything. It's not a matter of speaking unintelligently and speaking pompously, but it is a matter of speaking with joy in your heart, with love in your heart, with peace in your heart, and being such a magnificent expression of all that you believe in, that everyone who hears you says, I like that person. I like their ideas. I like their thinking. I like them. They're pretty nice. And the more you say that, the more you are that. And the more you are that, the more fun life is. Think about that. Don't be a silent kitten. It just sits there and purrs. Don't be a barking dog that is irritating. But be a significant person who shares loving thoughts, creative, imaginative thoughts, thoughts that excite yourself and your listener every time. That's my direction for myself. And I'm sure I fulfill that to its ultimate every now and then. And my joy is to fulfill it to its ultimate all the time. Thanks for listening. I love you. I love you. I love you.